Happy Monday, everybody. It is 10 minutes after 5 as we get the week off to a start. I fully expected to walk out of my house this morning and find snow on the ground. And we haven't dodged that bullet completely yet, have we? We'll talk to Justin and find out a little bit later this morning.
You know what? Don't tell anyone because it's a cold, raw morning, but it's late for first snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And first do you hear around Thanksgiving time is unusually late.
Oh, and people are complaining. I heard absolutely no one complain about this yesterday.
Well, skiers and snowmobilers are the ones that want the snow.
I understand that, but everybody...
Hunters would like a little snow for tracking purposes this weekend as well.
Yes, read a post by an individual that had gone bow hunting, and he said, wow, it's great rain. Glad I've got a good rain suit.
Yeah. Saturday, man. The Badger crowd had to sit out at the football game in a pouring rain. Yesterday in Chicago, of course, the game was delayed because of the storm that moved through, and it was really coming down.
Yeah. Speaking of which, there are stories coming up of the tornadoes that happened in the Midwest and so forth, and it just reminds me of something. If you are led to donate to the relief efforts of natural disasters like these tornadoes that we've had or the storms that were in Asia and so forth, here's a tip. It is very convenient for you to text a donation. Very convenient. But if you want more of your money to actually go to the charity, go to the charity's website. Go to like United Way or the Red Cross or something like that. Go to their website and donate, or actually send in a check, to a location. When you do it via text, not a lot. I'm not saying that it's a ripoff by no means at all, but they don't do it for free. When you text in a donation, part of that money goes to pay for the technology. So if you're donating to help others out, just send money in directly. All right, let's talk a little sports, shall we? Ugly game for the Packers. That one for me was a hard game to watch because it was just painful as far as I was concerned.
Well, at the beginning of the season, we said if Aaron Rodgers got hurt, the Packers were in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
When Aaron Rodgers is healthy, he masks a lot of the deficiencies the rest of the team has. And now we're seeing how questionable the defense is because Rodgers isn't there to score a lot of points.
Right.
The defense is a major problem right now.
Yeah, and I understand that.
Right, but, it's an average team without Aaron Rodgers. And without Randall Cobb, and without JerMichael Finley, and with we had two more defensive starters who were missing yesterday.
No doubt. People say you don't use injuries as an excuse, but I say why not? When you're missing that many starters, that is a reason.
Another interesting thing that happened in football over the weekend. I've always waited for this to happen. I knew this was an inevitability, and I've wondered why it hasn't happened before now. But you see the players that have got the hair coming out from underneath the...
Yeah.
The helmets,
mm-hmm.
and it's legal to tackle somebody by grabbing a handful of their hair and yanking them to the ground. It's legal, right? Yes, it is.
I don't think I've ever seen it happen though.
No, there's a photograph online. This is what Seth's talking about. Someone's got a big handful of someone else's hair.
Yes, a Jacksonville Jaguar defender, Jason. Is it Babin or Babin?
Babin.
Babin. He emerged from the pile holding strands. Of the,
he's got the dreadlocks that belong to somebody else.
Yes, he's holding up the dreadlocks of Andre Ellington. Look at this. There's a film clip. Show it. Watch it right here.
I see it.
And there's these dreadlocks.
Now, is it real hair or are they extensions?
It's real hair, brother. Ripped the hair out of the man's scalp. And that.
Well, it's hanging halfway down your back. Well, Eddie Lacy has that as well. A number of other players do too.
What was it? Palamatu from the Steelers.
Right.
But he turned his hair into a lucrative endorsement deal for a shampoo or whatever the heck it was. I knew this was coming. You've got these guys that have got hair that's so long it covers up the name on their jersey, and if that's legal,
I got to check that. I don't know if it is. I think that you said it was. You said this came out of a pile. Maybe he was grabbing for a fumble or something and yanked.
Let's see here. This says the main peril of having long hair in the NFL is that it is completely legal for opposing players to tackle players by the mane.
You don't see it though.
Not very often. It's almost like it's an unwritten rule. It's like, yo, man, don't touch the dude.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the hair. However, it's hard to remember, according to the article, having a player have his hair ripped out by the scalp.
Nah.
Andre Ellington was on the wrong side of history on Sunday. There it is in a bag.
I'm sure that it will be available for purchase on eBay sometime soon.
I wonder if he's going to like get some super glue or something and try and stick it back in. That is nasty. And that's why here on this program, I don't have long hair, because I know at any moment somebody's going to come up and, you know, take it.
Well, yeah, none of us have to worry about that.
How true. How true. How true. All right, there it is. That's the opening salvo for the morning show. We got Monday off to a good start. We got a lot of things we got to do today, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Are you a little slow this morning? Moving a little slow? How about something to get you fired up, huh?
And now, a motivational moment with Professor Scott.
Always remember you are unique, just like everyone else.
The Eye of the Tiger. This has been a motivational moment with Professor Scott.
I feel better now.